Welcome to College Talk Full Time. I'm Russ Goldman, and joining me right now is Yana Chinaeus. This is our initial reaction to Fulham's 2-1 loss at Turf Moor to Burnley. This was a devastating loss for Fulham, and we're just going to share our initial reaction to it right now. Yana, I'm going to go to you. I don't know what to say about losing a match with two own goals, no shots on target from Burnley. I just can't wrap my head around it. That's actually my opening thoughts, your opening thoughts.
Yeah, that's when a team you've not won up, we've not won this for 68 years. And, you know, we take the lead with an absolute worldly buff. And, I mean, it's one of those days where, you know, it was pissing with rain, the wind was howling, camera hadn't made the trip. Cesc gets substituted at half time. Two own goals in 2.5 minutes. They don't have a shot on target. And it's just anything that could have gone wrong did on the scoreline. But having said that, we didn't play badly today. And I think probably we deserved a point out of it. But at the end of the day, with Southampton winning at Leicester, it doesn't. We're in a difficult situation. Let's see what the next few days are going to do with the Cairns. The pressure right now, Russ, is on the Cairns.
Totally agree.
It's all on them now. The focus is on them.
I totally agree because, again, when you look at this match, Giannis, and you look at the effort, you look at the second half, was there going to be a response from going down 2-1? And by the second half performance, I would say there was a response. They were trying to get that second goal. If Callum Chambers' header in the first half is just a little bit lower and doesn't hit the crossbar, we're at least talking a point here. It's all these ifs. What if? What if that? That's not good enough. And again, I have to look at the performance and say, listen, on what I watched, they deserve something out of it. But the score line says 2-1, Giannis.
Yeah, it does. And with the way the table, and we talked about this before the show, but the way the table looks right now, what the decision now in terms of the ownership is, we know that Micho, you know, attracted a £50 million bid from a Chinese side. West Ham allegedly have put a bet in for Kearney. Sinyon, you know, a number of top teams will be looking at him. That ball to Schürrle was just incredible.
Yep.
Do we look to bring in reinforcements with, you know, the slight chance right now with the fixtures coming up that we could stay up? Or do we instigate a fire sale where we get the best of our best players and get the money and run and prepare for championship life? This whole mess really has stemmed back from the summer and our buying policy. We bought the wrong players and they've not worked out, and the players we thought we had were going to be good enough and they've not been good enough, and we've not been good enough, and Slava was sold down the river, and Ranieri's face as he walked off the pitch at Turf Moor I think is very, very telling. Just head down. He must be going, what are we doing here? This is just miserable. And of course, with what we talked about, the backstories, you know, where was Camara? What happened to Cesc? Just what a bizarre day.
Yeah. Listen, there's a lot behind the scenes that is troubling. And again, Boubacar Camara not being involved. And we're going to have to see what that's all about. I've seen speculation on that, but it's just rumors, okay? But he wasn't involved. That bothered me before the match because I'm thinking, what is going on here? And Giannis, after we're doing this, you and I talked about this before, because my initial reaction is this loss makes it very difficult for Fulham to stay in the division if we project forward. They really have to go on a Great Escape 2 beyond Great Escape 1. That's what they have to do. So the cons have to look at this and decide what they want to do. And I want to go back because it does start with the summer recruitment. I'm not against what they tried to do. It just didn't work, Giannis. Let's just say what it is. It just didn't come off. They tried to be aggressive. They tried to have this intent that they wanted to not just survive, they wanted to thrive. Well, it just didn't come off. So now they have a decision to make with the January transfer window. And after you have this loss, which direction do you go? And I'm one that has always said you don't have a fire sale. You just don't do that because that's just how I feel, because that's basically throwing in the towel. But as we're doing this show and I'm thinking about it, it's something that even though I wouldn't do it, they still have to consider it, Giannis. They have to look at this loss and think about what they need to do. Do they want to invest in trying to keep us in this division? There's a big part of me that says yes, but then I've seen many fans that have said, hey, listen, let's just prepare for the championship. Let's sell our best players. So there's a lot going on there that they have to consider, and that's what happens after a devastating loss like this.
Yeah, I'm the chatter was already there before.
It was.
Even this game. I mean, we knew, unfortunately, the omens weren't good because our record at Turf Moor was about as logical as getting a logical comment out of Donald Trump. We just, and you go up there, and Burnley is not, if you've ever been to Burnley, it's not exactly the most hospitable town, and the weather's miserable. And guess what? The weather was miserable. I thought we were the better side in the second half. I thought we did some very good things. But, you know, Chambers hitting the bar, Vietto's clearance off the line.
Yep.
Could have got a penalty. Two own goals. I mean, it
everything went against them, Giannis.
Everything went against them. But having said that, luck can only – I mean, we've missed penalties.
Yep.
Our defending at times throughout the season has been beyond shocking. The fact of the matter is, if you look at that back four, You've got Maxime Marchand, obviously was in France last year.
Right.
You've got Joe Bryan, who was playing in the championship. You've got Cyrus Christie, who was playing in the championship.
Yep.
Adoy was playing in the championship. You've got
Ream.
Yes, we've made no investment in terms of the back four to solidify. Now Rico's turned out to be has worked well, but then you look at the midfield. Ranieri doesn't want Kearney to start in there. He puts Seri. Seri, for me, it's just not only can he not pass a ball properly, but is the mistiming of tackles have meant that I think he's been fortunate at times not to get more yellow cards.
Yeah, I agree.
So you got, and then in the meantime, with the formation set up, you got Mitra, who's you know, often getting bullied up front. But he's feeding off scraps. Now, we changed it second half with Vietto coming on. And Vietto, yeah. I think, actually did a decent job.
Yeah, but I agree with that.
It goes back to the summer. It goes, unfortunately, we made an absolute
I agree, Giannis.
It's a cock-up.
Listen, it's funny because when you look so backwards and you try to pinpoint, why are we talking about this after this loss? Why are you and I, that's our initial reaction. You know, I talked about the missed opportunities, but right behind it is, what caused Fulham to be where they are? And unfortunately, it goes back to the recruitment. And because if I look at this match and I look at the players out there and I'm thinking to myself, this is not Ranieri's team. Let's just say this. He's trying to do the best that he can. You might not like Claudio Ranieri, but these aren't his players. So what do you do? Again, if you are Shahid Khan and Tony Khan, do you give him his players or do you just prepare for the championship? And that's where we are, my friend. If they got a point, I still might be saying this. They had to win this match. That's how crucial this is. They have to go on some incredible run to stay in this league. You know, again, just do the math. You will see the math. I know it's easy to look and say, well, we're not that far off. Well, you have to go on an incredible run just to stay in the Premier League. And right now, they have a decision to make, and I'll be curious to see which avenue they go down. And that's what happens when you are in the situation that you're in. And you just talked about it, my friend. Yes, they got no luck here. But again, let's go in briefly. Let's talk about the key situations here. First of all, great goal by Andre Schürrle. Quickly, get your thoughts on that goal.
Worldy. Absolute worldy. And you know what? I would say as good as – I mean, this first touch, the BBC described it as Berbatov-esque. And that's
fantastic.
Unbelievable goal. Amazing first touch, amazing finish, but just as good for me was the ball by Sess.
Exactly.
Unbelievable. It was just the technique, and no wonder the Burlington defenders were stood around in shell shocked. How do you defend a goal like that? You can't. So we've got off to a good start. And first 10 minutes, we're asking a lot of questions of them, and the Burlington natives are getting nervous, and then all of a sudden, hell broke loose.
Exactly. And listen, let's talk about the two own goals. They came in, two-plus minutes of each other. You have the own goal by Bryan, and then you have the own goal by Adoy. And I just want to say this because, again, I know these are mistakes by Fulham, but I have to give credit to Burnley because they were forcing the mistakes. If that makes any sense to anyone listening, they were putting on the pressure, and that caused the mistakes by, I want to say, both players, Giannis, because they were forcing the issue. So let's talk about both own goals here.
Or, you know, you're sticking a leg out. Yeah, I mean, it's the old adage. If you knock it in with lots of bodies, anything can go, going off your head, off your ass. And it's just one of those where, you know, one day you might have a couple of your own crosses and you create one or two chances and you score. Yep. It's just comical and it's symptomatic of our fortunes at the moment that both of them went in. Yep. It was very Fulhamish, is that term again, Fulhamish. And then all of a sudden we looked, you know, they were knocking on the door, but all of a sudden now we're 2-1 down. And I don't think Burnley were playing particularly well, and I don't think they played particularly well today. Sean Dyche, if he's honest with himself, will say, "Well, we got away with one there." But
he has to say that, Giannis. Honestly, yeah. I know that they were playing better in the first half. I'll give them the first half, but the second half was all Fulham. And if I listened to commentary, and I heard the commentary of how great they defended, well, let's be honest here. Fulham put them under extreme pressure. I'll put a good amount of that on Fulham along with good defending by Burnley, but we were the better team in the second half. We just couldn't get that goal.
Yeah, agreed. Huge credit to the Burnley to the Fulham fans that went up there today.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to be drenched.
I can hear them.
Oh, amazing. But Monday morning, even tomorrow, the ownership they're gonna have to sit down and now they've got some very, very tough questions to answer from fans. Certainly, part of the year is going to say, "Okay, what are we doing now?
Exactly,
where do we go?" And now we all expected that when the transfer day opened January 1, that we were going to get reinforcements in, and there was a lot of going on about, you know, Gary Cahill and.
Yep.
But it is January the 12th now, and the fact is we haven't signed anybody. Now, I know only four Premiership teams have signed players, Premier League teams have signed players, but it's really about us. The predicament that we're in right now, our aim has to be to finish 17th or above.
Right.
And it's been 11 days and we've signed nobody. So now what? I mean, it's very frustrating. And as I said, now we've got to the point, the bridge. Do we look to get rid of our best assets and start planning for next year, or do we gamble and spend money and think, well, we could sell our best players at the end of the year.
We could.
If it goes south. But I fancy that, you know, if you've got a £50 million bid in for Mitro, there'll be a 60 coming in.
Sure.
That's a lot of money, Russ. As much as we all love him, that's a lot of money. Sessegnon's going to get big bucks. I think he's such a good player. And then you've got, the Kearney thing. I mean,
you've got Kearney, you've got Seri. They have chips that they can sell off if they have to. They actually have some assets. And that's what makes this situation interesting is not the right word. It's actually troubling that we're having this conversation. But it's something that I think, I can't believe I'm going to say this. I think they have to really give some thought. A big part of me doesn't want them to do it. Don't do it. Wait till the summer if you have to. Go for it. But they have to look at it as a business and they have a decision to make. And I never wanted to have this conversation with you, that you would come on Cottage Talk and I would come on this Cottage Talk and we're talking about fire sale. That's what this match has done, Giannis.
And that's the problem. It's going to be a very critical next 2-3 days for the ownership.
Yep.
Because, Slava got a lot of stick, but you can't make the signings have been shockers, and Slava paid for it with his job. And Ranieri is probably going, you know, it's the old adage, if you can't, can you make a chicken salad out of chicken poo? Well,
right, and that's my concern here, is that Claudio, this is not his team. This is not his team. This is when, when it was getting me with the whole situation of getting rid of Slavisa, this was my biggest fear, is what is happening right now, is that you would get in a quality manager, and I believe Claudio Ranieri is a quality manager, but you were going to ask him to take on someone else's team. That, to me, is always an issue. And listen, there are managers that have been able to do it. We saw Roy Hodgson do it. So I understand the thinking behind it. You can do it, but it's hard to do. Look how hard it was on Roy Hodgson. He got it done, but let's be honest, barely got it done because it was the great escape. It had to come off perfectly. It did. Could it happen again? Yeah. Could lightning strike twice, Giannis? Potentially. But right now, they have a decision to make. I can't believe we're talking about this, but I think we have to.
Yeah, I agree. I think that there's going to be a lot of pressure in terms of what the next decision is going to be. So I suppose stay tuned, right?
Exactly, exactly. And before we go, I just want to ask you about one key moment, and that is the shout for a penalty. Was that a penalty?
Yes. Yes, it was a penalty. It was a penalty, but it wasn't going to be our day. It wasn't going to be our day. No, it was just not to be.
Because I saw the replay. It looked like it to me. That's why I just want to bring it up before we end the show.
Yeah, it's you know, but
it's just not our day. That's
no, it wasn't going to be. And you know, I don't think we can fault the performance over 90 minutes. I think we've done all right. Now we're in a situation. Huddersfield got a point. They've only got 11 points.
Yep.
So it is what it is. Yep. What to do. So, anyways, we can chat some more of the post-match show. That should be fun.
Yes, the post-match show. I just want to let everyone know I am currently in New York City celebrating my daughter's birthday. It's basically a birthday weekend, so I will not be back really to do a show on Sunday. So we are going to record on Monday a post-match show. And hey, maybe Giannis, there'll be some news at that point one way or another. But we'll be doing a post-match show on Monday. But listen, let's wrap this up, my friend. For Giannis Chinaias, I'm Russ Goldman. Thank you, as always, for listening to Cottage Talk.